When I was a little girl, I remember being full of life. I was always so happy. I was my mother and father's only child, attention receiving central. Once, when I was younger, I dramatically told them that I was the only lonely child. Honestly, I wasn't that lonely. I had other kids to play with. Looking back on it now, I remember being really popular too. I genuinely don't know why. Maybe it was Daddy being commander, and I still think that was the case. Anyway, to make me even more spoiled, I was the youngest in our community at the time. Everyone cooed over me like I was the cutest thing on my ship. Well, let's be honest, I was such a stuck-up bitch then, I feel so sorry for the ones who dealt with me. Because of all the attention I received back then, I remember my childhood as one of the few pleasant times in my life. 10 time cycles later, well, look where we are. My life is the exact opposite of where it was. Don't get me wrong. Over the past cycles, I did do a lot of growing up. And I'm sure as hell not that same little brat I was back then. But recently, something just doesn't feel right. I fell out of touch with all my friends from initial education. I didn't want to stop talking with them, I genuinely enjoyed their presence. New people I befriended in tri-education, they don't want to talk to me either. None of them. They don't invite me to sit with them anymore, like they used to. So, I go to the rec center and I eat lunch in one of the toilet compartments there. The privacy's nice for a midday break anyway. And Mama and Papa both are really disappointed in me too. They don't talk to me as much as they used to. They really just talk to me about school and ask to do basic things around our family base. I don't give them an attitude, and I do things without a huff, but somehow they see me in the wrong about something. I mean, the only wrong I may have done was announce to everyone that I wanted to get out of this damn ship. I feel constrained here. I just need out. I have no one really to talk to because of this, so I bought a recording device from Consumer Base to help me sort through my thoughts and my feelings. I hope someone out there, anywhere, could hear my feelings. Maybe one day I won't be so alone. Hold up, right. Maybe I'm going too fast. I haven't really clarified my story. I always did have a problem with storytelling, and I'm working on that. Athena, an audio journal. So I guess I should go on record and say that this was totally my idea. I totally made a Theraperson move. Everybody thinks I'm stupid or crazy for it. Me, Athena Arima 605, crazy? Nonsense. Going on with my thoughts, process, ramble. My thoughts on individuals, community, and my ship. So, society has gotten crazier since I turned Decocto, which was probably a half cycle ago. More community meetings started to be scheduled and gathered, and only a certain type of leveled person with special IDs are allowed in. That hasn't happened before, and I'm worried something is wrong around the Unir 300. That's why I want to leave. I'm scared something will happen to me. I know, I'm still conceited, yeah, but there's still other factors on why I want to leave. Okay, there's this semi-large sphere from my window in my room. I love the view from my bed space. Sure, it's beautiful, but nothing has caught my eye like this clump has. When Unir 300 has the lights out for people to go into hibernate mode, I can make out the faint glow of lights, candles, lanterns, something. It's my favorite part of the day. And every night, I wish and think I would have the opportunity to travel there. But I don't know how. Ah, oh, Shoot, that's my meal notif. Gotta run. Athena was written and produced by Victoria Dubendorf. A big thank you to Lee Rosevere for producing Athena's music. Lee's music can be found on Bandcamp, Free Music Archive, or wherever you stream. Athena will be released every 2 weeks. While you're waiting for the next episode of Athena to come out, check out some other cool podcasts, like 2298, a dystopian fantasy. Years after an invasion nearly destroys Earth, a new society has coalesced around the only thing left, the internet. The network makes sure profiles eat right and stay focused, but number 24, thanks to a mysterious bird, is finding that difficult. Until next time, stay safe and be curious.